Tonight is the 2021 iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Adele's Las Vegas residency sets box office records. BTS singer V teases a solo track. And Ye and Drake reunite for the free Larry Hoover benefit concert. It's Friday, December 10th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Tonight is the 2021 iHeartRadio Jingle Ball live from Madison Square Garden, and if you're listening to this in Canada, you will be able to watch it on the iHeartRadio Canada YouTube page starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. With performances from Ed Sheeran, Doja Cat, Saweetie, Jonas Brothers, Tate McRae, and more, you do not want to miss it. Check out the link in the description of this episode for details on how to watch. Adele fans snapped up all of the roughly 100,000 tickets for her Las Vegas residency in about 6 hours on Wednesday, resulting in a record per show average gross of $2.2 million. Canadian singer Celine Dion averaged between $539,000 and $654,000 per show for her two residencies at the same venue. Weekends with Adele is set for a 24-show run at the 4,200-capacity Coliseum at Caesars Palace between January 21st and April 16th. Ticket prices range from $85 to $600 for the balcony and from $860 to $5,000 for the lower section. At reseller site StubHub, tickets for Adele's show are selling for thousands of dollars each. BTS member V has given fans a significant preview of what sounds like a previously unheard solo track. In a series of Instagram stories on his recently launched account, the 25-year-old is seen driving in a red Mustang convertible in Hawaii while mouthing the words to an all-English language track. Each of the 8 clips show a single letter to spell out, "I love you." V has released several solo tracks, including 2019's Scenery and last year's Sweet Night for the soundtrack of a South Korean TV show. Although it was known as a free Larry Hoover benefit concert, Thursday's spectacle in Los Angeles was really about showcasing the peace treaty reached by Ye and Drake in Toronto last month. Hoover, of course, will almost certainly never be free. The former head of the notorious Gangster Disciples, now 70, was convicted on federal and state charges, which means he would need both a presidential and gubernatorial pardon to get out of prison. Early in the streaming special, Drake referred to Ye as one of my idols and said it felt surreal to share the spotlight with him after years of a well-documented beef. Ye's set included more than a dozen tracks, including hits like Gold Digger and his take on Drake's Find Your Love. During Runaway, Ye called an estranged wife Kim Kardashian West to come back to him. Drake then joined Ye for Can't Tell Me Nothing before taking over the stage to perform tracks like God's Plan and Laugh Now, Cry Later. There were a few more tracks by Ye, and then both rap stars closed the show with Forever, the 2009 track they recorded with Eminem and Lil Wayne. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and don't forget to watch the Jingle Ball tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the iHeartRadio Canada YouTube page. And thanks for listening.